Welcome aboard Ion.
How's your mama name?
Awesome. Let's knock it out of the park, people.
Let's knock it out of the park.
Okay, do I have to knock something out here? Oh, yeah, put that down there. That'll get rid of the echo, I think. Bring that down. No, I haven't got rid of the echo. What do I do, Carolyn?
Echoes from the burning bush.
Yeah, who's on? I think Ginny's on.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. We read that on Wikipedia.
Looks like these bones have stopped.
Big, Nick, dick, slick, dick, slick, slick, dick, slick.
Okay, you can start talking.
Every one of them.
Okay, Sarah, did you get the book? All right, what do you think?
Oh, it's Toots Mazeballs. Toots Mazeballs.
What? It's Smithball? What is it?
Boy, you really got me ecology down tonight.
How come I don't remember my dreams?
Because you're going at it from a degree of separation.
You're not dreaming, you're traveling.
Well, I mean, how come I can't remember anything when I sleep?
Because you're going at it from a degree of separation. When you're asking from the how place, that's why you get to the thing where you can't remember, then you can't remember anything, and then you don't even know. And then you're not even sure that you don't know. How can you remember? How can you remember that you don't remember?
I don't know. I never really cared, but people talk about it all the time.
And we do, too. We don't know how you don't know that you don't know.
I got a little cocktail in the trunk. Do you?
Grab some coke up there.
Who's speaking? Is this Stephanie? No, is this Stephanie? Who started off asking questions?
Bless God, they've got it cranked up tonight.
I don't know who. We didn't take my fucking rant. You're not knocking out of the park. I had to mute everybody and start over again. Mute everybody. You can laugh all you want. You're muted. Let's bring in Mike. Mike from Ventura, he just bought $250 of stuff. We haven't heard from you in months, Mike. Have you been keeping up with us?
This is legend.
Okay, well, you're on here. Mike isn't on. You want to ask Ian something?
I'm with Corbin tonight, so we're going to go out to L'Hermitage and have a cocktail.
Wow, you're with him in the car right now?
Well, he was here just a second ago, but he went into the market to grab a Coke. I want to know if, what do you call it, Stonehenge is going to activate and become a transmitter soon.
Stonehenge?
Yeah.
Ion is. Stonehenge going to be a transmitter?
It's always been there because that's what it's always been.
So it's always been transmitting?
Yeah.
Now you might want to ask Ion what you're going to see at the Hermitage, what to look for.
L'Hermitage,
yeah.
Should we go to the washroom or should we go in the bathroom?
There's no difference. They're the same
no
thing.
No difference.
You go down and you turn, you go open the men's room door, and you go in. The sinks are to your left. There's a mirror. Go straight down toward where the stalls are. There's also a mirror there. Go toward that mirror.
In the men's or the women's washroom?
We don't care. You probably have more luck in the men's room.
Well, Corbin says there's a separate washroom facility that needs a card or a lock to access. And that's where the real portal is. That's where we're going over there to investigate.
Okay.
But it's actually in the bathrooms, the restrooms, not the washroom?
It's riddled with them.
Is the stairwell connected to the same portals there?
No, but the elevators are. Before you turn right, you go straight with the second elevator to your left. But now they'll change. They'll shift on you. If you sit up there and look a while, watch a while in the lobby, it's great fun. You'll see people come down that didn't go in, or you'll see people come in that never come down, ever.
The one time I was there with my wife, we saw a group of like 12 people, Japanese people, just walk out of there.
And they were like, done, yep. Wasn't that big that 12 people could just evaporate.
So they were utilizing that portal?
They were. They do.
So they knew about it, using it at will, or they didn't even know they were using it?
But, of course, that's why you have all the scripts on the wall. It's written in the wall.
Stonehenge was from our future, placed in our past, and that's why it's there now.
Oh, wait. Yes.
But you're saying it's still working today?
It most certainly is.
Hey, who is it?
Hey, what's that? It's that.
I own 49 cents for a ride down the Mississippi, sir.
Which direction?
I figured we would go in an oblong, kind of an oval shape, but we're trying to find the Boeing 777 since the Bermuda Triangle has changed completely. You haven't heard a word about this since they lost it. And I'm thinking what happened, man, is they got zapped by, like, ionization rays. Are you putting out ionization rays? Like, you're not trying to hurt them. You're just trying to put the, how would you put it? Like, when they give you a test to see if it will work and it will keep everybody else protected or not harmed. Is that what's going on?
Well, not necessarily. We pair it up on the weekend.
Remember the guys that got all dressed up in the spacesuits to go, and they had everything ready to go, and I'm wondering, did you talk those idiots into doing that shit? You know, this
had to listen to the Dark Horse. You had to listen to Dark Horse now. The game's changing.
What you call him, that old boy that they put up on the moon? Oh, Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, Neil Armstrong, 969.
Or Buzz.
Buzz Aldrin.
No, it's Buzz Lightyear.
How's Neil Armstrong
right?
doing today? He started Fions and went psychic. Got into the new age.
He got hooked up, yeah.
To his NP?
We didn't say.
Yeah, you're not saying, are you?
No.
Has he been aware of my work for 40 years?
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You can't.
We started the day after he landed on the moon. We started on July 22nd. 1969, we had the D-cell, and we started the 40-year journey to here the day after he landed on the moon.
Congratulations there. Does that mean that that took you that long to get there, or are you just taking the long way?
That long to get there. I did the old Emmaus Road. I carried discussions on with everybody. 40 years.
But now it seems though you've stirred up the Damascus Road for some reason, and we're not sure why, but... Dude, the shit out of us.
I'll tell you why. Wyndham Lewis recommended back in the 1914 that one should always shift, go the exact opposite in mid-career. So I went...
You and Baudrillard, yes.
Yes, that's right. Jean Baudrillard. Very good. Do you want to quote a Baudrillard here, or is that too many dog tricks?
It's a little glib, don't you think?
Yeah,
Bob? Just tell them all to go to Wikipedia.
Ion, I have to ask you, are you dancing with yourself? Do you know Billy Idol?
We do.
I'm saying, being in a non-physical state, are you in the boogie wonderland, boogie, boogie wonderland, boogie, boogie wonderland, or...
1975, yeah.
I'm serious, man. Are all you freaking non-physicals doing the boogie wonderland and just sitting there and spinning and tops and turban? And or do you guys actually, how does that go down? Put it in our human realms, our dimensions, because we're so freaking stupid that we don't understand any of this shit, you know? So you got to break it down like kindergartners. It's like, I draw a crayon. Yes, that's a beautiful animal. That's the ion. And then your fucking, your kindergarten teacher reprimands you and spanks you with the ruler. That is not a good ion. That is not a good ion. You haven't reached sixth grade.
We played the Bangkok song twice.
We like it. That's his answer.
The Bangkok song by Murray Head there, Corbin. Look it up. One Night in Bangkok. Remember Cosmo and those guys down on the Venice Beach? They'd go over to Thailand to tear it up, and then they'd come back and brag. It was Cosmo, right? Cosmo was the main guy.
No, no, Cosmo, no, 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 no.
Okay, that's enough.
My name is Stephanie. Explain what happens when we sleep.
Your mind takes over, and the autonomic responses of your body do what they do best. You stop interfering with your day-to-day nomenclature.
When I had a dream of Ike, who was deceased, and I saw him with a lei and a Hawaiian shirt, and he said something like, everything's all right. I couldn't stop what I was doing, and it was making me very unhappy. Was that my mind creating it, or was that actually Ike?
You were having a Charlie horse, and it was your body repulsing from it.
What about when I was on a ship that looked to me like a spaceship?
We won't give you ship, but we don't mind vessel. Vessel's okay.
Vessel? I don't know what I was on.
A vessel. Like a vessel. We'll go with that. Because then it doesn't preclude it or reduce it in any way.
Is that something I just created, or was I?
Is there a difference?
There's none.
It's like myself.
Okay. So,
what?
Use them both.
When I stood outside of my body looking down at it and wasn't sure where I was supposed to be, what is that?
When you're feeling you don't know where you're supposed to be, that's your mind questioning you. That's the part where we say this is not a thinking man's game. Don't think, just go with it. When you're wondering where you are, just know you are. And if you know you are, then you don't have to figure out why you are, or who you are, or where you are, or who, what, when, where, how, and why. You don't have to have all that. That's your mind fighting you from doing what you already do. You notice how you asked the question. You didn't ask, were you doing that? You're like, when that's occurring, is this okay? We go, well, of course, because it's already being there. It's past tense. If we said no, what you want to do? Unknow it? Good luck with that. So go with it and don't embrace the separation, because that's just the mind. Your mind is like a scientist. It's trying to prove something. And the only thing it can prove is what it can't disprove. So there you go.
Hi, I recently saw a documentary playing the hologram of Michael Jackson.
And yes, congratulations.
They were showing the people having emotional responses to the hologram as if it was real.
Yes.
And
they're driven by the cloud now. But now Michael came back. He is back. He was poor. Now he's not poor anymore. He must have been listening to Bob. But he's back. So then how do you embrace it? Through, quote, unquote, a holographic imagery, which now keeps him alive. That's because the ship body will allow it.
So really, it's not a hologram. It really is him.
Don't mess it up for him, Bob.
No, don't mess it up.
Okay. For him.
So who's speaking? Who asked that question?
This is Naeem.
Naeem, here's the deal. This is what we said way back then, when all these questions and things were coming along. We laid all this out. And we said, just give it a little bit. He'll be back. And then the lawyer settled the estate, and they moved the money away, and the family didn't get it. It was tucked away into, quote, the promoters, which is actually from Michael Jackson. So now he's got all kinds of money checks. Money's back. Everything's good. Blah, 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 blah. He cashed out all the money for all his songs. It's wonderful, beautiful, fine, great. Even bought the Beatles and all his repertoire. It's pretty impressive. Got all that cashy money. He loves that cashy money. And so now he can be happy and don't have to worry about what he owes. And now he doesn't have to be anything. He can just be have fun, which is all he ever wanted to do anyway. We told you, though.
Amazing.
And we even said recently, he's coming right back. And the next thing you know, boom, there he is. Boom, there he is.
That means they could do that if Michael. So that could happen for Muhammad. That could happen for Jesus. That could happen for Buddha.
Which one? Which Jesus? The first two Jesus are still here. They never left.
From 2,000 years ago.
Well, now, wait a second. There is no time, but let's go with that. Your Bible that you have, if you do when it was written and when it's supposed to have happened, you have these miracles that Jesus performed from the wedding when he turned the water into wine, that temple, the marriage supper, and then when he was 13 and threw the money changers out of the temple, and then Herod's temple, the one that he was brought before the Sanhedrin regarding, those are all supposedly miracles from that Jesus. Well, there's about 4,500 years in those temples. So if you're talking about 2,000 years ago, you got 4,500 years worth of history within just templedom alone. So we don't know how the math works to say 2,000 years ago when those three were taking place 4,500 years ago. Just do the history and look it up when that temple, when was Nebuchadnezzar's temple built? Shut up and get the answer. Then when was this temple built? Shut up and get the answer. And you start adding them all up and go, wait a second. There's a distance between Nebuchadnezzar's temple and Herod's temple. Because remember, you got King David in between there. Remember?
Right.
Solomon and the whole point. There's a little space and time there.
You have indicated that our skin on our hand is getting thicker.
No, no, it's not getting thicker. It's becoming stronger. It's in the palm of your hand. Remember, Dark Horse, it tells you all about it. It's becoming more durable, pliable. The elasticity in the palm is showing up as more versatile, more pliable, more malleable. You can cut it and you'll bleed, but it takes a little more than normal.
Where is the nearest portal to me?
The downstairs closet.
Is it empty?
The portal or the closet?
The closet.
No, it's full of junk.
Then that identifies with the closet. You say, get closer to God. Can you please elucidate?
Actually, what we say more than that is you're coming back to your place as God. And actually what we mean by that is get happy or get out. That's what we say. And then you got to find, somebody should ask the question, and you're fixing to, so we're going to help you with this just a second. Hey, Ion, you tell us to get happy or get out. Do you know what happy is? We go, why, yes. We're so glad someone finally asked the question that we've been saying, purge yourself from the little man state to come into or come back to your place as God. And we say it and say it and say it and say it and say it, and yet you're the first one that we've had to tell to ask this question of asking what exactly is it that happy is, or where, or who, or all those degrees of separation things. But if we're going to tell you, so we're going to use it. It hails from the Middle English word hap, which means good luck. So we say get happy, not about a feeling of joy. We say get happy. It's good luck.
Yeah, get lucky. That's part of my religion. Slant the luck plane your way.
Yeah.
Since I've been on the RNA drops, I used to be like the girl that asked the question a while ago, not remembering the dreams very rarely. I have found since I've been taking the drops that, one, I sleep a heck of a lot better. I get a lot more REM sleep. Where I go to, I have no idea. But after I wake up to make my late in the morning trip to the bathroom and then lay back down, from that point forward, I have very lucid dreams, and I can remember well into later in the day.
You're not having lucid dreams. You're actually traveling. That's why you're able to remember them.
I'll work with that.
Yeah. Now, let's give you another example. Somebody who's trigger happy, for example, they got an uncontrollable urge to shoot stuff. On the other side now, a closed happy person is somebody who's obsessed with taking a trip to the mall.
Okay, happy. I'm not that.
Marked, here we go, happy, marked by good fortune. Marked.
I am the poster boy for that. Not my evil brother Dick Dobbs. I'm the poster boy for that.
That little Dickie Dido. Lord, suffering cats. Carolyn, you let him get away with that foolishness. It's the craziest thing ever. Little Dick Dobbs. He's something else. He's Tricky Dick, man. You got to watch that one. He's something else. He slips out every once in a while. You sort of like a bad habit. You know them back in that old South where they had children that wasn't just right, that wasn't the finest? They didn't store them in the front of the house, in the front parlor. They always kept them in the back of the house. Well, that's where old Dickie Dido will be here. But sometimes Bob had to sit back there with him, so you can't hardly tell them apart sometimes. But yeah, they most certainly weren't welcomed in the front parlor ever.
Hi, it's Ben.
Have you been listening?
That's right. I have quite a bit.
We're sorry. We'd hope for so much more than what you've been receiving, but it's a limited schedule these days.
I got a question about gold, silver, physical gold and silver. If it would be profitable to buy that, invest in it.
That depends on the goal.
The G-O-A-L?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Goal is to increase wealth, personally.
No, gold does not. Gold hasn't gone up since Jesus.
Well, it preserves wealth, then.
No, it doesn't. It hasn't gone up since Jesus.
Okay, how about this? Getting at the reason for gold or silver would be to protect against the falling currency.
That's sort of already passed. Here's what happened. We told you some time ago to buy gold. But now gold hasn't gone up. Gold stays the same. Jesus walked the earth. 1 ounce of gold would buy so many loaves of bread. Today, that same ounce of gold would buy the same number of loaves of bread. 1927 ounce gold, $27. Tailor-made suit, silk lined pants, hemmed sleeves to fit. Ounce of gold today, I'll get you a pretty nice tailored suit that's silk lined and fit. Yeah, so it's the same. Doesn't do any more or less. It's always the same. The reason to take money, convert money into gold, is a hedge against inflation. Now, several times, what's happened is we said buy gold, then we said, when it gets less expensive than platinum, or when platinum increases above the price of gold, swap them. When they come in inverted, swap them. So you get platinum in exchange for gold. That's work. And a lot of people did very wonderfully with that. And they're still rejoicing over it.
What about silver?
Coin silver or pot?
0.999 silver as a investment, because it gets used up in industry, it may be depleting in supply.
No, it's not depleting in supply. It's almost the goal. You're trying to achieve something. You're right now on the edge when everything's fixing to change, when everybody has lots and lots and lots of money, so those prices are fixing to go down, 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 down. So money has no value, so it's going to take a lot of money to buy those products, and that's fixing to change. Miss Yellen, we just love Miss Yellen. She's our most favorite one. She's going to change that. It's going to be slow, but it's not a position where you want to jump into that now. That ship way sailed. Now, if you had a 40-foot Landsea container full of platinum, then we'd be having a different conversation.
Are you saying platinum is a good thing to buy even now, or only when it was close to the price of gold?
It was good when you could swap gold equal for it or get paid boot. We had a few examples where folks were getting paid boot. They would give an ounce of gold, get an ounce of silver, and get $311 back also. That happened very recently.
Are you saying to buy platinum now, though? Is it worth having it now?
No,
No,
if you already have it, it's have it. But see, this goes back to the question, though. This goes back to the question. There's a purpose and a reason to do any of this. You could say, is it time to buy a whorehouse? Well, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Are you trying to accomplish something specific? If you're just trying to have a harem that you can benefit from, that's a reason, and then we'd answer the question. If it was to gain wealth, we'd say, well, it depends on what kind of house of ill repute you're going to open. Same thing applies here. If all you want is money, why can't you just create the money without having to go through all that crap? If money checks what you're after, well, Bob can show you how to get that. He'll give you some. He doesn't mind. He went over every Stang's all smack just recently and offered every one of the motherfuckers all the money they wanted.
And not one bit.
That's their good fortune, so hey, that's fine. But don't make it be about the money, because if you ever make it be about the money, it may not be enough. The point is, if you just need wealth, there's all kinds of wealth. That's what the national debt is, as wealth. Americans had a balanced budget. Everybody wanted money, 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 money. That damn Liza Minnelli. Money makes the world go around. Money, 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 money. Money is debt. So now you went from a balanced budget.
You can call it Dean, butter, replace money.
You could.
Replace gold, for sure.
She's doing marvelous, by the way.
They're not gold.
Who's doing marvelous?
What?
Miss Paula Dean. He's asking a specific question. Should I buy gold? Is now the time to divest myself of monies and own the commodity?
I think you should buy hot cream and then turn it into butter. Think about what is platinum.
If you did it by what you feed the cow and what you gain, there is more profit in butter than there is gold. There most certainly is. But now you must go salted. If you don't go salted, there's not as much because it will go rancid. But if you do salted butter, it will last long enough to get more profit than buying gold.
That's where it's at.
What I understand is the currency or the money in the United States, and I'm in Canada, so I don't know exactly what the story is here.
That's why we're in the red.
The money in the United States is worth maybe 3% of what it was when it departed from gold. In other words, when gold became separated from money, I think that's how it goes. So, like, if the currency is now worth almost nothing, there will become a time when the currency will completely devalue or won't have any value at all, and it'll be like hyperinflation.
It already is. Are you nuts?
How are we managing that if it's already worth nothing?
You're not. Have you turned on the news lately? Everybody's on their little booby tops and their little cobs, their little lucky boxes, and they're all just flying around. No one's buying anything. No one's eating anything. No one's going anywhere. Nobody's seeing anything. Nobody's drinking. Well, they're drinking stuff. We don't know what, but they're smoking stuff, and dogs and cats are laying together. It's just insane. Now the news is, well, 4,337 people went to a birthday party today, and they all shot and killed each other. It was a good day otherwise. We had one more high school blow itself up today. They were playing with things, and they decided it would be fun to take strychnine and see if it would make a delicious Kool-Aid additive. More. Back to you, Bob. This has become the norm. Nobody cares. It's like, oh, okay. So this is all shifted. It's all changed.
What would be the new currency then?
Ask Bob.
The new currency would be a place that offered security. Banks don't offer security. So if you can figure out a way to offer security to people's treasures, then you will be the new Bob Dobbs.
One time you said RNA drops would be the new currency.
I'm adding another wrinkle. That's a given.
Okay.
The new thing is, this is new information for you people, is if someone can come up with a way to offer security to people's sense of insecurity with whatever they think is valuable, can't use banks. They don't do it anymore. So you've got to invent a way of offering security. If you do that, you'll be sitting on the Secret Council 10 with me and JW and Connie.
All right, so let's get him straight that right quick. The market sits open in 33 hours and 6 minutes. You're down about 460 basis points. It's 1251.30 right now,
right,
with an ask of 1252.30. Your low is 1242.10. You're going to be bouncing right at 1260 before it's all through. But then look at platinum on the other hand. It's down $6, but it's 1458 is the ask. Now it's not at 1448. It's much more stable. But could you imagine if you, some time ago, if you could swap your gold coin and get a platinum coin and get $300 to boot, you'd be having a way different conversation here now, wouldn't you? So goes the lesson, but that was a goal. People ask, and we would sort of arrange. But now you're just harem scare mapping the question that you're saying fiat money that's already fiat is going to become fiat. And we say it's already fiat. How is it going to go? The only reason it's working now is because people are still swapping things. And then they don't care. Then they have a big debt, and then they file bankruptcy, and they don't pay the debt back. And then the people lose, and then they get a deduction. And then they do, and they file, and they pay taxes, or they don't pay taxes, or they move, and they run. And then on and on and on, you turn around, look, and they're paying you with debt. You're working really hard to get debt. Doesn't make any sense.
So stop working?
We know lots of folks that. Go get number one. He's up there where you are. We told number one to go jump through portals and live in castles. And the shit did just exactly that. Didn't turn his hand to do nothing. And now he's doing okay. So don't believe us. Ask him.
Take a break.
When I
surf the luck plane.
Sure. I got three kids. They can watch me take a break.
Yeah, they don't need you.
They certainly don't need you. They're there to help you. They're there to brought them forth to help you. You're not helping them.
That's old ionic dogma from the old days for the 99%ers. You know that, Bert.
That's magma that isn't quite lava yet.
I know they're here to help me. I don't always remember.
And they are. They're doing all they can, but you're pretty something good work.
Yeah, you're monitoring them too much about how they're helping you.
So the whole point is the drive of what you're trying to accomplish, and the trying is the part that's so frustrating, is you're trying. Don't try. If you want money, give attention, money comes. That's how they did in the United States. They made it the old-fashioned way. They just print it. And so then you say, oh, no, we have to have a bond market. We can't just print money. We have to sell bonds. So they print money and take that money and buy bonds. And then print that money to make money to buy bonds. And then they buy bonds. And then the next thing you know, you owe $116 trillion.
Well, we might better look at this debt here a little bit.
No. I know. We'll take the interest rate down to nothing. We'll have all these trillions and trillions. You do not know what a damn $1 trillion is, and you owe a ton of them. And we don't care where you live. It has a causal effect. If you don't think for 1 second that the Queen's not watching, you go, or don't get the Lindy going, Bob, that's all you need. If she's not watching how the euro is affecting what's going on in the Union to find out how Ms. Merkel is going to pull this little can of fish off to pull this back into a sovereignty position, if you don't think that the Royal Bank of Scotland is going to have an issue with your Nova Scotia issues, play with that just a little bit. The Canada dollar, we don't buy your trees. You don't have shit. So, just saying. Now, in that window, what happens is they have to have the fiat money. That is fiat. Do you know what fiat means? Fiat, it's like just stand-in. It's a fiat. It's not real, but it's stand-in. It's a marker. Okay. And at the casino, if they bring out the Lambers, that would be fiat chip. That would be fiat money. The Lambers are standing for the money, fiat.
Is Bitcoin a fiat?
It could be. Yes, it could be.
Not now, though.
Not anymore. Well, we said that all along, remember?
So fiat would be FEMA. It's a stand-in. It's a stopgap. It's for crisis management.
Ion, isn't it play money?
That's correct.
And so isn't the goal these days in this kind of business, if you call it business, isn't the goal really to lose money?
No, it's not to lose money. It's to divest yourself. Trying to get, do like Bob is trying to get rid of it. And everything he does, he tries to get rid of it. He takes $100,000 worth of Renew and fills the bathtub and gets it and then pulls the plug. He's trying to get rid of it, and he can't. And everything he tries, it won't work. He's trying everything in his power to get. Eating ice cream so much he can't even walk anymore. He's eating so much ice cream. Can't even bump. He's had so much ice cream. He's trying to eat himself into happy. He can't even do that. So he just resigned himself just to have it stacked up. I mean, he doesn't know what else to do.
And that's a fact, ma'am.
It comes too freely and easily to him.
That's right.
$1 trillion is 2 pay grades above Bob.
Yeah.
No comment.
Well, then if Bob's going to be the only one left with money, then isn't our goal to...
That's right. I said I'd hang back.
He doesn't want money. He doesn't want money. See, it's an arbitrary order. Fiat. A mandate.
In place of...
In face of, we like that, okay. A dictum, that's okay.
I'm sure Barbara has a question.
Well, first I want to know where the nearest portal is to me.
We already did that. Still the mirror in your foyer.
And then you were talking about the EMP last week.
Yes.
And you said it's coming from the Pleiades. Are there events that we will notice before it hits?
A momentary block of 4X. It'll interfere with 4X. And then it'll be a little blip and it'll hit the news.
Will this affect mainly the United States or all over the world?
Everything. The pound, the whole world round, sugar love. You can't have flatulence and it not mess them up in Taiwan.
Will this take down the the grids? No?
No, we've got that. Because we've got it all in the cloud. That's why everything that's in the cloud will make it. We're going to say this one more time. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. We're going to say it one more time. Oh, wait, we already did. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. That's what's going to be left. Everything that's left in a tactile world will taciturn into turmoil tumultuously. Tahi?
Are you talking about physically and moving intuitively?
We are always literal. Sugar, we are always literal. You know this. We're always literal. If you have the opportunity to back up your backup in the cloud, we say do that.
So we should back up everything in the cloud now.
You should have already. You should have done that a month ago. But just saying.
Ion, when you say back up things in the cloud, but you also make a differentiation between the cloud of glory is different than the cloud that's available to back up your stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, but we say use the literal version to you do if it's the purposeless one.
Okay.
There is a difference, but if you don't know the difference, go with what you know. Okay.
All right.
And then once you get in there, the superfluous one will be made more obvious, as it's known by being the superfluous one. Yes. Yeah.
So when this EMP happens, is this going to take down like the banking information and mortgages and all that?
Is that in the cloud?
Well, I don't know if they have it backed up in the cloud. Probably it's all backed up in literal cloud.
Then
right?
That'll be the answer. That is the literal cloud. It's the superfluous one. But as long as it's backed up, no problem. But if it's not, then don't worry about it. Gone. Gone. Did you hear what we said? Gone. Gone. Yeah.
And what about, so will there still be electricity?
Did you want electricity?
Electricity? For the most part, yeah.
Okay. Then we can do that.
It's Katie's birthday. Would you like to ask Ion something?
I would. I'm going to ask a couple personal questions since it's my birthday. First of all, I notice a really bad ammonia smell in my perspiration when I'm doing hot yoga sometimes, and I wonder if I'm eating incorrectly or I can...
No, then you're doing yogi, and you found a little boo-boo.
So my diet's fine? It doesn't have anything to do with not enough protein or anything like that?
Yeah, always you need more protein, more magnesium, and more protein. Okay, let's be clear. We officially are not the magnesium police. We are not monitoring your magnesium. We do not care about your magnesium. We don't have anything to say about your magnesium. But if you're wondering how much magnesium you're supposed to be taking, we better say you better talk to Dr. MD, drcarolindean.com.dean. Dr. Carolindean.dean. Can you get that one, Carolyn? That'd be good. We say ask her for sure the amount. But other than that, take more magnesium and more protein. And what's happening is the urea in your body is sort of it's congealing.
Boo-boo was your inner self or something.
Boo-boo, yeah.
Oh, the
you know,
face
yogi
of Bobo.
That's just a pun on Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
So you got Boo-boo doing yoga.
Back to that Hanna-Barbera, but it's Yogi Bear.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera.
Sometimes you say such funny things that aren't right.
That aren't right. They aren't left either, so it's okay.
Ian's been a comedian so long, and he said every joke he now just garbles the joke. That's the level he's on. He's gone Finneganese just to be original.
Something happened to me, or something occurred in 2009 when my mother passed away, and it was seemingly a really strange anomaly. The only friend of my mother's who I hadn't been able to contact about her passing was on a very remote beach at the same time that my daughter happened by on a trip. It was in that meeting that they were able to communicate about my mother's passing.
She didn't pass.
So where did she go?
She went to another world. She didn't pass.
Oh,
that's why she was able to communicate. That's why she wasn't fretful. That's why she wasn't upset. And she would miss you for a second, but she would hope one day you'd ask the damn question and figure it out, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, we often talked about if one of us went before another, that we'd try to do a signal, and I often thought maybe that
would... Follow the jewelry. Follow the jewelry. No.
Follow the jewelry.
Yes.
I do have some of her jewelry, some of the ancestors' jewelry.
Yes, we know. Yes. Follow the jewelry. That's where your clues are.
Okay.
That's how you got it. You didn't deserve that. That's how you got it.
Well, it was an amazing thing, and everyone that has heard that story is kind of blown away by it. But,
not us.
No, not you. Of course not you.
But it's the mark. It's you can't be in this remote world. They never hook up. They've never hooked up. Ever. It's that lining up. And you have all eternity to plan this stuff out. And so you can jump time, so now you can just change. That's why we don't get excited about history. It changes. Changes. Do you want to be with her now? You know where she is, and it's like a bad dream. Mama had the craziest dream. You were dead. There was a beach, and I saw your friend, and I sent my daughter, and we got it worked out. Is that the craziest thing you ever heard? I mean, they did an entire season of Dallas that way and brought Bobby back from the dead. Entire season, and Pam turns around and wakes up, and there that naked Bobby is standing in the shower. Been there that whole season in the shower. Whole season.
I'm going to re-listen to some of this. I think I'm missing a few things.
Yes, you are,
darling. This is okay.
Now, here's what's happening. Here's what you're going to do. When you listen to it later, things are going to be happening then that aren't happening now. That when they're happening then, we'll be answering those now. So when you listen to it then, that's going to be your future now. So we're telling you now what you're going to hear then that won't matter then. So that's when the phone rings, right? Wait, now. And then you hit pause and go answer the phone. Great fun. But that's not now. That's then.
Well, the phone just rang. That's why I missed some of it, some of what you were saying.
Of course. We know. Ring, ring. It happened.
Oh, my God.
And then it happens again. But it doesn't make a difference. That's okay. All those things are just normal. It doesn't matter. It's getting you into your power. That's what this is all about. If you come into your power, everything's going to be right as rain. Honey, we will stay with you. We will play with you. It'll be more fun than you can stand. But you must come into your place of power. We don't care how you do it.
I think I am.
You got this far down the rabbit hole, didn't you?
My eyelashes are growing. That's a sign.
They certainly are. Also, your cheeks. Look at your cheeks. You're fussing about that. Look at them now. All of a sudden, they're all high and lifted up. Your cheeks.
Really? Okay, I will look.
Get the monster. The monster mirror. You know the one.
I do.
Your cheeks, it's almost like your bones lifting up. But it's just a little contour that you're doing.
I did look at my blood. I had it drawn yesterday, and I don't know how it compares. It looked dark to me, but I can't. I don't know if I've ever really looked at it in the past.
Good.
A couple of years ago.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did they have any pauses, or did they just push right through it, or did they kind of look at you funny, or like, what is this?
I was looking at the blood, trying to see if it looked lighter, brighter, or anything, and it looked...
It should be sparkling.
Dark.
It should be sparklier.
Well, honestly, I don't know. I was trying to compare it. The lady said, blood looks the same, and I just went,
that's
okay.
Right. That's exactly right. So now you've seen it. So now the next time you do it, compare it. Because she said her words, all blood looks the same. Okay, it does. It's all changing, but it's fixing to all look the same. Yep. Yummy. That's great fun.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a wonderful gift.
And you just don't like cauliflower? Is that it?
I don't dislike it. I just don't buy it very often.
Then how about asparagus? Is asparagus okay?
Asparagus is fine.
And do asparagus then.
Is there anything... further that I should be doing, either eating or with the complement formulas?
It's going good. More protein. Always.
Okay.
It's a shock to your body, and that's where some of the anomalies are coming from. Your body's going through like, but you're starting to feel visceral. Your body's starting to feel attacked out. You're starting to feel alive. And the body doesn't know what to do with it. So give it some asparagus and give it some protein. We don't care what kind.
I do eat a lot of protein, but so is that, would that be the shaking at night, or when I wake up, I especially up my spine, I feel a lot of like a vibrations.
You got a little neuropathy in your first and second dorsal, and we're straightening that out. Don't worry about that. That's leaking, darling. You'd be all right.
Really? My gosh, you knew that.
This is the point. See, that's why it makes it so easy. When you start in the ascension, then you know everything. And when you know everything, then you don't even have to ask us anything. Then we can just lay around and have the orgy all night. It's great. Fine. You can't believe the fun we're having here.
Well, I'm having fun, and this is just awesome getting through.
Don't be a stranger if we can ever help you. But a call away, dear. Okay, if you keep going, we're going to move quickly to the fireside chat. It's coming up here any minute.
You mean the interview of Dr. Dean?
The people are demanding another fireside chat with Dr. Dean.
Yeah, I don't know if she could do another one. She's only next door. You should do it with me. Do it with me. I could be a good fireside chat.
Well, we understand, but we weren't interested in the Walter Winchell version, Bob.
Let's talk about Maya.
Maya Angelou, yes.
Okay. Even dead birds can fly in a cage. She was a poet laureate. Now she's free.
Did she go to parallel worlds?
Not yet. She's deciding. It's like she wrote about. She no longer is in bondage. She's in no more pain. She's in no more derision. So she's just sort of loving every minute of it. She's knocking it out of the park, Bob.
So she wasn't loving every minute of it while she was here?
Oh, yes, but she was just sick of all this crap. It was crap. Everything was crap.
What,
this whole rainbow coalition bullshit over and under and everything a rabbit can do is stump. Here you are 2,000 years since Jesus and a couple hundred years since Dr. Martin Luther King, not to mention the real Martin Luther, and you're no further or closer to any kind of apartheid-less reality than you were with them before it all started. You was better off before there was a civil rights or a civil rights movement. You had more libertine gospel back before it was all, and you was all in bondage than you do right now. You run around here free. You so damn free you can't even speak your mind. You can't say a word without being chastised and beaten down in any little opinion or any little direction. That's why Bob is just so wild and crazy, because he don't care. He'll say anything. But no one else is able to do that. He's the only one that knows. Everybody else is wearisome with what they say. Well, that's what she was against. She couldn't even write a poem anymore because it might offend someone.
If I go to the wiki or just look online, the pictures of her, she has a very pained smile. Ever notice that, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
I have, and not only did I notice that, but I Googled some pictures of her when she was a young woman, and she was absolutely beautiful. I mean, I was able to even find pictures of her in a bikini and dance costumes, and she had this great body, and she was gorgeous and sexy and hot. And yeah. I was actually surprised that she had ever looked like that in her life, because she does look so... Like she's carrying a burden, even in her physical being. Her physical being got heavier.
Well, she was part of the old liberal counterculture of the 60s and 70s, and it didn't work out what they thought was happening. They didn't listen to me. They didn't understand me and my guys.
Look at Jesse Jackson. That makes There's you want to get an unmovement. That gets you an unmovement going on.
The Rainbow Coalition. Look at the pained look in his face. They all got pained looks. It all turned sour. They didn't even like their own success because it didn't work. They got duped into the Gutenberg value system.
Did Maya feel the same way about Oprah that Oprah feels about Maya?
We have nothing cross to say about Miss Winfrey. All right? We don't always agree, but at least she, unlike most of you all, are making an attempt to come into your place of power. Now, the winds of change can send her right up a tree, because now she's gotten it's the Humpty Dumpty syndrome, because she's so high if she were to fall. So she has to be very super-duper careful. Maya Angelou didn't give a crap about all that broke-back, busted-up stuff. She wasn't interested in that foolishness at all. And this dumb ground, dumb ball that she put on and all this, pumping up these people that weren't anything to be puffed up, were pumped up. And she was like, okay, fine, but she'd much rather enjoy gardening in her home, enjoying a nice glass of sweet tea.
Oprah was looking for the American iconic upper middle class dream, and Maya was not interested in that.
Still not interested in it.
Even as she's looking around, looking for me in the guff. Is Bob here? Did Bob die yet? No, Bobby coming. Go back, Maya, go back.
What about this young 22-year-old boy who killed those people in California and then killed himself? Where is he?
He's still at home. He's bound.
What was going on with him?
He's bound.
What do you mean by bound?
Restricted.
Self-restricted? Are the limitations placed upon him by himself?
Completely and utterly bound.
He still thinks he's alive.
And he's bound.
Is he afraid of being arrested? That kind of bound?
He's already arrested. He's already bound.
And he prefers that?
No, but he can't change it, you see. This is something called a vortex slip. You do something terrible, and you want to go back just before it happened and change it, so then it doesn't happen. Well, he slipped, so now he's in between that vortex. The good ramification, they try to lay it out. Bill Murray did that in what Bob's favorite movie, Groundhog Day. It's a slip. Fox Tony Field just would not let it go. And Sonny and Cher, every morning, over and over and over, and they're stuck. Well, that's where this child is stuck.
Katie's asking what possessed him before that. What motivated him?
He was stuck. Mad.
Well, he got stuck years ago, you're saying.
It's what caused the sticky. What ends up happening is you find yourself in that crawl space, and then you start trying to explain. Well, you don't have a clue. You have cross slips. He got sideways within himself and says, well, this is all there is. And so when he decided it's all there is, that's all there was. And so, therefore, everybody was out to get him. Nobody got him. Nobody could figure him out. He didn't know if he liked boys or girls. He hoped he liked everything. He didn't know. You see, once this tirade starts, once the dopamine is flowing, it flows. Once that kicks in, those endorphins start feeling good. You go with that feeling good place. But if you don't find anything that causes those to flow and you find something that does, you'll get stuck there.
What did he find that flowed?
The chase, the hate, said an embrace of dopamine. People don't wake up one day and say, gosh, you know, it'd be a great idea to take up pedophilia. No one wakes up and says, let's become a pedophilia. It's a gradual abyss that you put yourself into. You block, you block, you block, you block.
How come his parents didn't notice it?
They didn't care.
And that's the proper attitude. The parents shouldn't care.
But it wouldn't have made any difference if they did or they didn't. Oh, I'm sure they do now. Oh, my boy. When they were going to their bridge parties, they didn't seem to have any trouble for it.
Ion, is that Blue Bean Project something that we should be concerned about?
You want to?
What is the Blue Bean Project? Is that MKUltra stuff name?
It's something with religion, and they're trying to steal Christendom and...
Bob, it's a conspiracy theory that claims that NASA is attempting to implement this new age theorem. We call it a theorem that the UFOs are the blue book side, and it's the new world order, and the second coming, and the Illuminati, and the rubber dub dub, 3 men in a trub, and they're going to kill all the Canadians, and they are going to dissuade them from getting the blue
beans. Dr. D, the terrorist, Dr. D.
They're going to start changing the strength of magnesium, but she's going to stand at the bastion of the door and say, not on my watch, and shake her poor Margaret Thatcher with her pretty little hair flipped up. We just love Margaret Thatcher's hair. We call her Margaret Thacker. We just love it. She was so pretty, that big bouffant back in the day. She'd shake up there, we will blow your shit up. Well, and to see Dr. Dean waving a little fist at him, it'd be just so wonderful. That fire shot's coming, honey, just so you know, just so to be clear, just a coming.
Naeem, that is the LaRouche quadrant. LaRouche did a lot on the conspiracy.
Yeah.
The techno-gnostics were undermining the true Platonic tradition, which was the real Christianity, not Aristotle's Christianity that came out of dumb Thomas Aquinas and the dumb popes of Rome that were controlled by the Venetians and Paolo Soleri and those guys.
And the Lemurian.
And David Oppenheimer gets in. And then GeoCities starts kicking up. And then it's like, now it feeds into the book. It's into the book. It's into the book. Then the technology that it's expanded. See? I told you. They said technology was going to expand. This is what's going to happen. This is what they're doing. They've done it to you already. It's going to sift right up your anthropomorphic ante.
Like, Croker doesn't go into the ideological battle. He just says the popular fascination with zombies, aliens, clones, and avatars, that would be a population victimized by the Open Beam, Blue Beam Project, which is an upgrade to the ultra.
Green ink. Mm-hmm.
Inkjet.
Wow.
He does a whole chapter on inkjetting, the printing of genetic materials. So, Naeem, whoever your friend tells you that, you say...
Our Norwegian spiral,
FEMA cramp. Yeah, that guy, FEMA cramp, used to, post a couple of years ago, constantly post FEMA cramp. Remember him on Cashflow?
William Cooper. That
it all came from Finnegan's Wake. Look at the destruction of language by Finnegan's Wake. That was part of the Aquarian conspiracy. By Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells... Prince Edward.
William Cooper.
Bill Cooper, 1988. The skin fucking.
And then
old The Pale Horse, that book.
The Pale Horse play.
Magnum opus, yeah.
And you know what the Pale Horse would be? If it wasn't one of the four horses, it would be the fifth horse, which is the android meme. That's the part in the Book of Revelation.
It's a Texas sharpshooting fallacy.
The Hunt Brothers.
We love the Hunt Brothers. They knew what to do with silver. Buy it all or pretend to buy it all till it goes up from 9 cents an ounce to $35 a minute. Dump the motherfucker. That's how you do that. Tell your little buddy up in Canada, he just buy it all. Just put on the internet like the Koch brothers did. We're going to buy everything. We're going to buy it all. There ain't going to be a drop. We got selling. We buying it all. You got any, we buying it. We buying you and the house you live in, the horse you rode up on, and we buying everything. We don't need no money. We got it all. We're going to do what we want to do. By God, here it is. I pay for this money right here in my bank account. I'll show you. Don't you hurt. Get out, because this is mine. I paid for it. Here's that money I bought that I used to pay for that thing I bought.
Unfortunately, President Reagan came in, sponsored by the Escopsies and the Rockefellers, as Dr. Peter pointed out, and put those guys back in their Bolshevik doomed corner.
He saved the world. He came in, everything was going on pretty good, and he said, I know, Nancy, I've got a good idea. He went on TV. Dear fellow Americans, I've got one thing to say to you. There are bad guys out there. But I'm going to solve this. I'm going to put everybody back to work. I'm going to get it all straightened out. Here's how we're going to do it. No more new government. And that very same week, he doubled the size of the United States of America. This is okay, but let me tell you how this is going to work now. This is the one way we're going to do it that's different than before. This time, no more new government. And then he doubled the doubled size of the government. He did it a total of five times, which made the United States of America government the largest. It's the largest business in the United States of America now.
That's Bolshevik control, according to Beaters. That's the old Russian, Soviet, KGB, Bolshevik, blah, blah,
Beater,
blah.
Beater went to town, had a gold ring that could not be found.
He was looking for the gold, that's right, for the queen.
Cannot or would not?
He could not. He could not find the gold. That's what got me involved. Bob, we have $14 billion, me and Mr. Hugh Sims Hilditch, and we can't find 1 ounce of gold, one person who will buy, who will sell their gold. That was the
moment. It was all at 121 Depot Street. Google Earth got it now, though, Bob. It's all good.
Who, Google Earth, did you say?
Shh, don't tell nobody, you little idiot. Look it up. Don't.
Yeah, Google Earth has all the gold.
Shh, no, 121 Depot Street.
On Google Earth?
Wow. Don't say nothing. You keep saying
don't tell Buzz that.
You keep
that was confusing.
Well, don't.
It's the purpose of there's not any France. I looked for France, and I couldn't find France on the Google Earth. You're crazy. There is no damn France. I looked it up, and there you went. One more thing that you said that you cannot be is there's no France, because I looked on Google, and it was not there. Once again, you do not know what you're talking about. We go, you're absolutely right.
I'd like some clarification on the Reagan thing, because...
it's just south of Brussels, France.
Yeah. So he says no more new government and doubles it. Is there some kind of polarity or reversal, or what is it that he's creating? He's using his words to create the opposite of what he says.
No, that was an attempt. That was a strategy. He said no more new government. He doubled the government that was. And he doubled that again.
So this was something he did unwittingly by using his words incorrectly?
No, Lord, no. Pat Dixon helped all this out. Come on now.
Yeah, it was the battle between the Rockefeller corporate socialists versus the Bolshevik state socialists. And you're saying that Reagan was for the state socialists. Why was he for them?
Because his soothsayer told him so.
Gene Dixon. Now, Scott, you might know this name. Otto von Bolschwing, the top Nazi from World War II, and Helene von Damm, his secretary and associate, becomes Reagan's chief of staff secretary, whatever you call that position, Helene von Damm. And he's Otto von Bolschwing. There's your Bolsheviks right there, signaled by this guy who was very involved with Stanford Technology, and that's a whole May Brussels exposure.
Happy birthday, May.
May 29th, that's right.
Does Ion agree with what you've said about the Bolshevik conspiracy, Bob?
No, never. We don't agree with
He doesn't agree with one thing I say, Scott.
Never.
Not one thing.
Never.
Ion objects to me being, he protested all the way through the Gulf. No way does Bob Dobbs get the mantle. He does not get me. And I was forced to work with me. He protested every day he could. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had Dr. D. I had Dr. D, and he couldn't avoid that.
And we had to get little Carolyn in here. We used to want him for dead, and now we just want you gone.
Carolyn is Ion's aspirin to put up with me.
Yeah, Birchwood, our blood thinner. That's very interesting that he would call aspirin acetaminophen. Isn't that interesting? They're not beta blockers. One is. One's an NSAID, but the other isn't. Kind of interesting that he would use that to make a parallel.
See, I am very suspicious of me.
Well, Bob, you'll go off on a rant about the Christian Skopsy Bolshevik power plays that
Christian
went on.
Murdy, no,
so,
Christian
you're,
Murdy, no,
you're just...
He calls him Christian Murdy, but it's Judo-Christian Murdy.
In what sense do you continue to prop up the Christian Skopsy Bolshevik power play? You'll talk about that, and it sounds pretty damn good, but you never got any verification from Ion for that, or he's got a different story.
Ion doesn't verify any of the holy offices. Anything I ever said, he doesn't verify. He counters. It's all bullshit. But I use it for where it's appropriate. That's what the rhetorical technique is about. There are people who have certain ideas about the Skopsies, and I upgrade them. And despite Ion...
So he says that he's got a back door, and his back door opens just like the front door, but it doesn't work the same way. I guess.
Yeah, I've got your forehead.
Got your forehead.
Are you still with us, Katie? What, you want to talk about Thiel with Ion, Katie?
Oh, that's what you want me to do, just pretend like I'm talking
to you? Yeah, quote chapter 6, Technognosticism, and see what Ion says about it.
Okay. I'm just going to start reading. This is still from that same chapter. The occult and esoteric entered McLuhan's thought mainly through the provision of a natural poetic theology within the panoply of mechanized nature. The technological world could be contemplated. The study of technology, culture, and communications provided him with a natural route into the labyrinth of the technological world. And I thought it was interesting that they used the word labyrinth, or that Don did there, since we talk about the labyrinth of the mind. It also permitted him to use the world of the occult as an analogical mirror of technology, for the technique implicit in magic, mystery religions, and alchemy had profound implications for the interaction of people with one another in the natural universe. One of McLuhan's strengths arose from his discovering these implications and realizing how many theological and philosophical disputes were more concerned with human understanding of the interrelationship within a society at a specific time and place than with abstract relations with the deity.
Yeah, so, technological, cultural media of each era was what was more interesting to McLuhan than abstract ideas. And you see, he's saying, took the traditional alchemy as a mirror for the media alchemy.
So it reminded me of when I first started looking at your stuff, and you taught me about the Dagwoods and how the printing press is what made everything so masculine, so you really didn't need to be mad at men or a feminist.
Right.
So when I read that paragraph, it made me think that a lot of our... We think we have these huge problems, but we just need to take a look at how the technology is affecting us. What do you think, Ion?
Such an environment, understanding the process of intellection becomes a central product in the sciences and the arts, and the increasing volume of information flow substitutes for products as the sense of becoming a major product. From his insistence on this role, a poet, satirist, pattern watcher, a sci-fi predictor of the future because of his living in the present and loving the past, capable of major contributions to our understanding of information society, a new figure of McLuhan emerges, which demands his reevaluation as the 20th century poet and satirist concerned with probing rather than theorizing about communication, culture, and technology in an emerging technoculture.
That's Steel Talk. Now, Ion, that's right there in your cloud, right there for you to read, or you already know it. You could have read that 1,000 years ago, or said it 1,000 years ago.
Electricity scrapped industrialism and retrieved the occult.
That's McLuhan.
Oh, it's like an electric occult, though.
Right. The electricity changed people, and they retrieved old-fashioned, old-age occult. But they didn't notice they were being modernized by the new occult, which was the electric environment.
Katie brings up an interesting point. I mean, how is an electric occultism different from a traditional occultism?
Well, traditional occultism has content. Electric occultism has no content. It's just a square.
Depends on which one is before, during, or after the Renaissance.
Yep. And the old occult, there's the literary occult, that's Rosicrucianism. There's the pre-literate occult. Both of them are subsumed by the electronic extension of tactility, which has no content. It's just the flow of transparency.
There's this occult, too, that seems to be married with the American dream.
But all the way through, you have secret societies that are shaping modern art and plays and core ambiguity of the thought. The way values of the new electric age, its demonic aspects are intertwined. They're not inseparable.
Awesome quoting of Don Steele by Mr. Ion.
Bob, I always thought it was interesting that you noticed that, or Marshall noticed that Blavatsky started doing her transmissions when the telegraph transmission came along. What did she call it? She didn't call it psychic activity. She called it like teletransmission or something that she was doing with the Tibetans.
There's a book called Spirits of the Air by a McLuhanite, Semi McLuhanite, who documents the rise of the seances in the 1850s, the sisters up in Rochester. They began it, and everybody thought the telegraph was invisible voices. So the telegraph evoked the fad of seances, then that led into...
Oh, finally you come back?
Anyways, the...
Blavatsky
got interested in those sisters up in Rochester area. And then that led her into seancing, and she was faking at first, but then it became real for her. So this book, I think it's called Spirits of the Air, is all about the 1850 to 1900, the fad of spiritualism and trancing and seances as people trying to grasp the effect of the telegraph. They're trying to visualize the telegraph.
What does that have to do with Ezra Pound?
If I name Leon Surrett, can you quote from his book right now, Ion?
My friend Mr. Kenny and I are much looking forward to a visit with some talk about contemporary letters and your work, in which we have long taken serious interest.
That's Marshall talking to Pound in 1948 when he and Hugh Kenner is his student before Don Theo was a student, and they visit Kenner at the St. Elizabeth's Insane Asylum on June 4th, my father's birthday, 1948.
May 31st.
1948, which is today.
That's from that letter. Yeah, you're quoting a letter.
That's my birthday, and it's my birthday.
We know.
Yeah, we're all celebrating your telegraph fucking birthday.
I know, but I get to say that the letter was written on my birthday. I can say that and enjoy that for a minute.
Yeah, you go right on writing these letters, but don't expect me to answer questions if answers are known.
That's Ezra Pound responding to McLuhan.
So cool.
Pound was always yelling at McLuhan, and McLuhan was keeping his secret media project that would obsolesce Ezra Pound. He kept that away from Pound. It was the new poet, you know, dancing around the old famous poet, getting ready to take over, to knife him like a Thomas Pynchon scenario. Knife him in the back. Leave Hugh Kinner and Don Thiel with the knife as McLuhan ran towards the CBC television studio to grab the microphone.
AP is more interested in agenda than in analysis of the past. To get a few of you scholars to combine and break the deadlock of all live scholarship, improve the curriculum by definitively insisting on a better set of 50 or even 100 books. He says some indeed. Most of your questions are answered in some 80 cantos.
That's McLuhan talking about Pound, and he refers to Pound as EP, the initials. And he's probably writing that to Felix Giovanelli or Walter Ong or some associates.
And that's the Pison cantos.
The Pison.
Pison. It's not Pison. Pison. Come on.
Yeah, the Tower of Pizza. It's a Tower of Pizza. It's not the Tower of Pizza.
Pison. Pison.
So don't get too involved with details. When he got busted, when the American troops came in 1945, the end of the war, and they arrested Pound, and they put him in a cage, open-air cage, and he had to sit there in the sun for like 6 months or something.
But he wouldn't pay Harold in it. Wouldn't pay Harold in it.
Did you say pay? He wouldn't pay Harold
in it. He wouldn't pay Harold in it.
It'd be great if Eric McLuhan and one of the old McLuhan guys were here listening to this. They'd be shocked. But Pound is stuck in this cage, you know, in the hot weather, writing his cantos, the next phase of his cantos, and they're called the Pison or Pison cantos. And they're considered
That's
his best
cool.
cantos. Ion knows the stuff. He's quoting it better than any English professor.
With a little womb worship on the side. He's
selling,
Bob. Come on, pick up.
He's selling. That's a Pound poem in the 1917 at the end of his London career.
Okay.
Bob the Goober himself. He lives in the clouds. See, that motherfucker lives in the clouds. That's the difference, see? They say the high description in your heart. Bob hides him in the cloud.
So we retrieved the occult. But when was the specific concept of ascension retrieved?
At the garden. That's when they were discussing it, and that's what happened with Cain and Abel.
Tell me about that.
It was a bitter feud, and if they were gods, they didn't remember. So as ascension, if it was nigh, then you were immortal. Here we are, princes of the universe. The Queen song, you know. There can only be one, that whole Highlander run thing.
Any little sound I has to talk and respond to.
We're literal. We got a little thing that's beeping at us, so by God, we're beeping back. Hey, if you didn't want that, you wouldn't want on this show. It's a go. Hey. Fish and a cat can hear. We're here for a good time, y'all. We're here for a fun time, not a long time. So, that being said, then what happens is, sorry, we had to finish up that little bit. Super highway, you can't breach it, so we got to go.
I'm so happy that we moved out of Ezekiel into Pound and the cantos. That's good stuff, Katie. Keep it going. Quote another paragraph from Theo quickly.
I did want to know, but when this concept of ascension came back after electricity, like when did people start talking about this again?
Well, I never heard about it until Ion, but since 2009, I've noticed, I don't know, Marion Williams, some different people were using the word ascension here and there, but I had not encountered the word very much. Where did you first hear it?
Yeah, there was this book that went around in, like, 96 that was called You Are Becoming a Light Being, And then there was, like, the crystal staircase guy who talked about ascension. There was the power of 12 that talked about activating 12 strands of DNA, but they were etheric.
Right, heard about that. No, but all those guys had no clue. See, if I didn't hear about it, it didn't matter. I only hear the good stuff. I always hear the good stuff, you know, from Zappa and all that. So when McLuhan was great, I heard it. And so Ion shows up to give us the real meaning of ascension. And so that's when I heard it. That was the one guy to hear. I'm not going to listen to the phonies. That's where I'm lucky. I'm on the luck plane. I get to hear the bona fide of all the 20th century leading up to this point.
He's giving a lot of people some boners, we can assure you.
He's giving me one.
There you go.
I got a big one.
Nice, Nat Hawk.
What'd you say?
Well, is it a good old big one or a big old good one?
Both. It's a good old big one.
Both Ed. That's right. Don't get thrown by Ion, Katie. Keep going.
Okay, so here's my question. So we talked last time about how we've got the 3-2-1 unlawful degree of magnetism, and how is that compared to the secret? Well,
yeah.
How does these other versions of ascension, like how do they people start talking about them? And then, of course, you're coming to complete that.
Well, they're always talking about literacy-based ascension. Ion is not talking about literacy-based. He's talking about ascension's already here. You're already in touch with it, and there's nowhere to go. It's omnidirectional.
Also, I'm interested in such analogies with modern poetry as that provided by the vacuum tube. The latter can tap a huge reservoir of electrical energy, picking it up at a very weak impulse. Then it can shape it and amplify it to major intensity. Technique of illusion, as you use it, situation analogies, seem comparable to this type of circuit. Illusion not as ornament, but as precise means of making available total energy in any previous situation or culture, shaping and amplifying it for our current use.
That's ascension. That's the most awesome quote there. That is the key to McLuhan's technical metaphor. That's in the essay Radio and TV versus the Absid-Minded, the ABC-Minded, about 1955. That is an awesome essay. And he quoted exactly.
1951.
Well, that's not in Explorations. That would be an earlier essay. But he was thinking about it for a few years. But it's spelled what he just read is from 1955, and that's the key metaphor of the vacuum tube and the interplay of the currents as a metaphor for ascension. That is actually a very expertise by Ion on the McLuhan world.
Well, and in this version of ascension, in Ion's version, we do it in our meat sack body.
And in our collective alchemy and the technologies. He's describing television there. He was describing the cathode ray tube there.
I took that very literally. I mean, when Ion was reading that to me, like, I'm the tube.
In the post-literate world, there's no metaphors. There might be metonymy, but there's no metaphors. Metaphor is like a mirror reflection. But when you're saying that the cathode ray tube is it, it's not a metaphor. It is it. And you refer it back to the action of metaphor.
I was just noticing that the vacuum tube would be sort of the LaRouche radio era, which you have Ezra Pound in that quadrant on your chart.
Right.
And the way you engage in McLuhan's debt to Pound, you do well to compare his description of Pound's critical writing with our experience of reading McLuhan's own prose.
Is that Seal?
No, that was
Surette? That was you? That was somebody. I just sent Leon Surette to Scott. That's my latest interview. Surette is the next guy, a little later, 1962. He's an interesting guy, professor of English, and he's the one who's done a lot of books on the cult knowledge of Eliot, Joyce, Pound, Lewis, and Yeats. He's a bit upset about it, and you'll hear in my interview with him, in the end, he ends up getting irritated by what I say. Anyways, I would like to hear Ion quote Leon Surette on the Cantos. But back to Theo, that's what we got today here.
I wanted to go back to the portals. What's the best way to activate a portal?
We did this forever. Send her the stuff with number one and the symbols. Bob.
That was the tailgate, you know, in February, March of 2010, the first tailgates. Chad talks about what he's doing with Angela in the castle, and Ian always says to people to listen to that.
Okay.
And you would have listened to that, Barbara.
Not so much the tailgates because they're long, but yeah, I can look at that.
That's funny. We would like
to listen to them, but they're long.
Yeah, Barbara's not going to let us interfere with her life. We're just like something she screams at every weekend.
Really?
This is Heather in Texas. Do we choose the circumstances of our birth, like whether we're male, female, we want to become that, or...
Yes, you actually set it up. You set it up.
How do we set it up?
You went to the end of your eternity, and you said, okay, I'm going to separate myself from my power, and I want it to be like this. And that's how it was.
Even right. In terms of, like, what generation you want to manifest in, like, being born, yeah. The time period.
You're doing your eternity. You're doing your eternity, and the only time there's time is when you are in a position of becoming less than. So it's the only time there's time. So as God, you can go through and say, this is when I want to be, this. And you go, there you go.
Yeah, the birth, Heather, is the fallen condition. You're ascended. You don't need to be born. You're already forever. And then you enter into a fallen state of being born, and you set up a time relationship. That's what he just said.
Well, then it even wonders, you know, why do we want to do that? Why do we even want to experience
well,
that?
Well, you know, honey, sugar love, guess what? That's been our damn question since itch. Why in the world would you want to separate yourself from your power and hide everything in your life from there forward is to remind you to come back to God? Everything.
Right. So is the maybe the time and the place and all the things about where we're born clues or somehow to, you know, like, yeah, I know I couldn't have survived any other time in history.
Well, you may not do this one at the rate you're going. You didn't expect that one, did you? Get happy. Get really happy. Not play happy. Not imitation happy. Get happy, happy. As Bob would say, get lucky. Get lucky. Then life has something to live for. And what's forever
for? Get lucky
for?
Or get out. Get lucky or get out.
Can you describe some ways that you get lucky?
First of all, you got to get him amorous. And heam him up a little bit. And,
okay.
I got lucky last night.
Yeah, the other lucky.
Well, he's a mafia guy. In World War II, Lucky Luciana end up in jail. You don't want to really go that way. Either okay. Take your power like a mafia guy or go the Dobbs route and get lucky, 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 lucky.
Get laid, laid, laid.
Yeah, get laid all the time.
Eureka.
Yes.
The dream of a totalitarian utopia.
He's quoting Leon Surratt. That's the title of one of his books.
He's going more to the modern dilemma.
The modernist dilemma.
What's wrong with T.S. Eliot? Why couldn't T.S. Eliot ever figure it out, Bob?
He did. I just read a very in-depth book. Eliot was pretty cool. It's very
Context. Shallow men. He could never get past the shallow men.
It's true, but he's the only one who ended up out of jail.
Well, iron bars do not a prison make so good.
Right.
Because, Ian, you've been quoting a lot lately about the dark horse.
Yes.
Are there factors we should be considering about that? You just seem to be on that a lot lately.
Yeah, it's a great experience here. What you do is you go to the thing and look up the lyrics to a song. And the name of the song, get you aren't going to believe it, it's Dark Horse. They're even parodied about it. So anytime you're parodied, you know there's something huge going on if there's already a parody about it. I mean, they're making fun of us. I mean, poor Garrison Keillor had us on the Flagstaff show this week. Bob, you were on there this week from a fairy home companion. It was very wonderful. He was taking us to Dobbstown. It was great fun, making fun.
I've never listened to him. I'll have to do it. Check his archives this week and hear that.
This week, it's live from Flagstaff. He was poking at Ions.
Does that song have trip codes in it?
It can, but no. Let's explain it this way. You take the lyrics themselves, okay? And we keep pumping this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We've made reference. Do you remember the Portal 2? Portal and Portal 2 song. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
And they're very specific where you're supposed to come and engage with us, come into your place of power, right? And that's the whole point of us coming. Well,
Right.
Then you didn't come in your place of power. So then that gave us more and more and more and more and more. We became more. And so then what happens, once it all opened completely, then you all wouldn't, and you were borrowing our power. Well, that didn't work. So finally it had to come to a place where you got to realize that this world is changing. This world is changing. Anytime, Lord, now we're doing the conjure of sacrifice. Papa Justify. We love Papa Justify. He's our favorite, Papa Justify, the conjure of sacrifice. We like that. But anyhow, this world is changing, and we're just sending you the email. You got the memo. You cannot go through your part of eternity as a little man and not know that we're giving you the heads up. Well, as it flows and interacting with us, as we are morphing and changing, then what happens is sometimes the songs come along and the meme, the android meme, the android meme, the android meme, the needle stuck on the Victrola, the android meme, the android meme, the android meme, the needle stuck, so you better wind, it's going to wind down, crank up the Victrola. Then what happens, the android meme kicks in and says, wait a second, here's a point you can embrace. And so basically, here's what we're trying to say when you look at the lyrics. Remember, we're literal. I knew you were going to come to me, okay? And here you are. But you better choose carefully, because I'm capable of anything, and everything. Okay? Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only. But don't make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy. So, you want to play with magic. Boy, you better know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for a perfect storm? A perfect storm. Because once you're mine, then Bob sits on the pyramid, on the Sphinx and the Giza. But if you look at the video, it's Bob's face when he first comes on. You can see it's J.R. Bob Dobbs with his little pipe and everything. He just, there ain't no going back. There's no going back. There's no going back. He just told me it's all the world under his left paw on his little cat-like buddy thing. It's so cute. It's just cute. And so this love, mark my words, this love will make you levitate. Like a bird without a cage, my Angelo. But down to earth, if you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. That's just ascension business. It's yes, yeah. It's no. No, it's maybe. So just be sure before you give it all to me. All to me. Give it all to me. So you want to play with magic. Boy, you better know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Then you get the best part. This is Bob's favorite part. He really is a rap whore. Really, really. And he loves Juicy J. Juicy J is his most favorite. It's right up there with Little Jeezy and Little Wayne and Little Boozy. Little Boozy, we kick it up on. We dope. We down with it. We get that right.
Is that your main? Is that your main laughing at the?
At laughing at Little Boozy. You know Little Boozy. Little Boozy, get right. Okay, he's a beast. I call her. And Juicy J, she's a beast. I call her Karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful. Try not to lead her on. Shorty's heart is on steroids. But her love is so strong, you may fall in love with her when you meet her. If you get a chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she'll turn cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ended with a knight in shining armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm going to put her in a coma. Whoa. Damn, I think I love her. Shorty's so bad. I'm sprung, and I don't care. She ride me like a roller coaster. Turn the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama so dope. I messed around and got addicted. So, you want to play with magic? You want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for the perfect storm? There's no going back.
this whole thing is about Papa Justified, and it's about Carolyn. There's this movie in 2005 called The Skeleton Key, and it's all about a nurse named Carolyn who goes down to New Orleans.
It's not New Orleans, it's New Orleans.
And then there's these weird little thing going on in the house there. And then they find out there's a couple from 90 years prior, Papa Justify and Mama Cecile, who practice hoodoo. And Carolyn has to go in and deal with those after images. It's a horrible, horrible horror movie, Carolyn. I don't know what it tells about
it's
your
wonderful.
Past.
They have magnesium. They have magnesium.
Jack and I watched it the next day after we talked to Ion, and then we heard the song. Remember Papa Justify? So we watched the movie the next day.
Is it horrible?
I liked it. It was a good movie.
Anytime, Lord, break these chains. These chains that bind us. Anytime, Lord, these chains, they bind us. They'll find us anytime, Lord. Oh, wait, we don't mean I get too carried away.
Jack's here.
Can you do something with his hair?
Yeah.